for a tool that's now obsolete in the newsroom, typewriters, and the Oscar-winning actor who loves them. Tom Hanks loves typewriters. He told us it all began in the 1970s with his first proper typewriter, a Hermes 2000.
I ended up just enjoying having them around because they're beautiful works of art. I ended up collecting them from every ridiculous source possible, some of them incredibly cheap. Sometimes I've overpaid for them. It really kicked off probably when I had a little excess cash. But better to spend it on $50 typewriters than on some of the other things you can blow show business money on.
Well, that obsession has now resulted in an app called Hanks Writer. That's Hanks spelled H-A-N-X. Tom Hanks partnered with the developer HitSense to create the app, which allows an iPad to type and print documents just like a typewriter. I got Mr. Hanks on the phone to try it out, starting with that familiar line, the quick brown fox.
You might want to put quick brown foxes, or because you got to get an S in there. So it's either
S.
The quick brown
well, jumps,
foxes
that gets
or,
an S.
Or the lazy dogs.
Oh, right. Okay, here we go. Every time I have done that for people in my office, they squeal. The sound. It's the
now,
sound,
you know,
right?
You notice the difference in the sound because there's the keys themselves, but then you have the space bar.
Yes.
And then did you do any capital shift in there?
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I did not. And
okay.
This is one of the quirks I realize of using this is that we've all developed new habits with word processing, right? And one of them is we let the computer do the capitalization.
Right.
Were there other quirks that you found, like when you kind of switch back and forth, that you have to get used to again?
Well, the only thing that, as far as in the speed with which I type, the only advantage of a computer is you don't have to return the carriage. You could just keep typing, and it will go back itself. What I like about the app is that you still get the ding, and you get the sound of the return.
Let me see if I can get there, right, to the end of the line.
Okay, yeah. You could just go diggity, 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 just do TK, TK, TK if you want to. And do a cap. Oh, there you go.
There you go.
There you go. And off you went. And if you do a capital shift, it will also make a unique sound unto itself.
It does. I see. Now, I noticed there were one or two aspects of modern computing you did not give up, one of which was the backspacing and delete. Now, there is an option to turn this off so that you'll be stuck with kind of X-ing out errors.
Yes.
Do you use it, though? I mean, isn't there something very different about making errors and not being able to kind of just make them disappear?
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing, too. But you'll notice on the app, you can't just hold down the button and it deletes line after line. You literally have to do it one at a time. Tuck, 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 tuck. If you wanted to type out talk and you actually typed P-L-A-K, you have to go back three full spaces, 1, 2, 3, in order to correct itself.
I almost expected to see whiteout. I didn't know how far back
hey,
you'd
I'm
take it.
I'm writing that down. Hey, on our version 2.0, whiteout option, that'd be funny.
So in the end, do you hope this can be a gateway drug for a new generation? They've never gotten the chance to type on a manual typewriter?
Well, I think in a lot of ways, much of what social media and what a lot of the app makers are out there are discovering these kind of like backdoor Luddite habits. the amount of cool things you can do with a photographic app now to make it look like anything from a daguerreotype from, the 1860s to a Polaroid from 1972, that gives it a patina. And because you've paid attention to it a little bit more, you haven't just taken a picture and sent it off, that means it becomes some sort of artistic expression. I think that what I like about the app, the way it turned out, is that if you do want to adhere to a couple of arcane rules in which speed and volume might be sacrificed a little bit, but the advantage is that you get more of a relaxed pace and a specific look to it. Well, to me, that's a wonderful trade-off.
Well, Tom Hanks, thanks so much. What a pleasure.
Delightful talking to you, Audie Cornish.
Tom Hanks, actor, director, and the man behind the Hanks Writer app.